This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economics of high-tech medicine now. Doctors shrink cancerous tumors with radiation, and they have a number of options for this, including proton beam therapy. Some insurers now say the cost is too high for that, and they may not cover it. Still, proton beam facilities are popping up across the country, the latest a $270 million facility in Dallas. But as Kate Archer Kent reports, even smaller cities want some proton business.
Construction crews in Shreveport, Louisiana, build a cyclotron vault. It's one of at least 15 proton therapy centers rising up across the country.
This is not something that the average radiation oncology department can afford to do.
Dr. Lane Rosen is director of radiation oncology at Willis-Knighton Health System. He thinks the proton therapy that will be offered at Shreveport's $40 million facility will be the future of cancer treatment. Currently, patients who want this treatment have to make the five-hour drive to Houston.
Even if you're not willing to accept an improvement in cure, the reduction in side effects is absolute and undebated.
The research is far from complete, according to Dr. Joel Tepper, a radiation oncology professor at the University of North Carolina, but that hasn't curbed enthusiasm.
It's very good for marketing. You can say we have the latest and the greatest.
Tepper says that the financial model here is built on volume, building a center that costs a lot of money, but packing in a lot of patients.
There's a large burden on the healthcare system in the country to pay more money for a procedure that is no better.
But private health insurers may not foot the bill for long. At least three major providers recently stopped covering the procedure in early stages of prostate cancer. That hasn't deterred proton center construction. Harvard University health economist Amitabh Chandra says that's because these facilities take years for investors to secure tens of millions of dollars.
Now the world has changed. And so the people who bet on proton beam are likely to be very upset with the fact that it's not going to be reimbursed by private insurers.
Back in Shreveport, Dr. Lane Rosen is focused on the day he can zap cancer cells with proton beams. His unit will be ready for patients a year from now. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.